Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Shaza for Community Comment. A few weeks ago, July 29th to be precise, President Obama signed into law what some of us call the DARK Act, Deny Americans the Right to Know Act. This bill was written by corporations, paid for by corporations, and serves no one in this country except large corporations. After many years of billing the GMO labeling movement, Congress wiped out our right to know by passing a law that allows corporations to continue hiding GMO ingredients. The DARK Act is a legislative train wreck. It preempts the GE food labeling laws of several states, as well as seed and GE fish labeling laws. In place of these laws, the bill gives the U.S. Department of Agriculture 2 years to establish standards for GMO food labeling, which will allow companies and producers to use QR codes and 1-800 numbers instead of clear on-package text. The idea that consumers would have to call or use their phones on each and every product they buy is absurd. And since more than 100 million Americans, mostly the rural elderly and low income, do not even own smartphones, they will not even have access to the digital labeling the law promotes. What's worse, the FDA said the bill's narrow and ambiguous definition of bioengineering would likely mean that many foods from GMO sources will not be subjected to this bill, and that it may be difficult for any GMO food to qualify for labeling under the bill. All told, the biotech and junk food industries spent about $400 million to defeat state initiatives, and finally, to buy the votes they needed in Congress to thwart the 80-90% of Americans who support mandatory labeling of GMO foods. That's not democracy. When scenarios like this go on in other countries, we call it bribery, but here we call it the democratic process, in the best interests of the people. Bribery is bribery, period. Case closed, end of discussion. We need a democracy that puts people first. The strength of our democracy is supposed to be tied to each individual voice being heard and every vote counted. But our current system pushes everyday Americans to the sidelines as candidates work to court big money donors and wealthy special interests. The fight for mandatory GMO labeling has always been something much bigger than a simple label on a food package. It has always been about fighting the systemic corruption in our democracy and our food supply. It's a disgraceful national scandal that in the 21st century, we, the American public, have just had our basic democratic right to know what's in our food stolen from us. The law is a sham and a shame. Vote with your pocketbook. This has been Bill Shaza for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.